Good morning. It is my joy to be with you today.
早上好, 非常高兴来到这里,
I come as the Director of Missions of our Association of Churches, the Mid-Maryland Baptist Association.
我是, 马里兰中部, 进信联会的, 宣教主任。
And we are working together, partnering together, many churches partnering together for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In our association, there are 57 churches. And we, in those churches, we have several Korean churches, about a dozen Korean churches. As well as a Chinese.
中国教会,
Nigerian.
尼日利亚教会,
Slavic, Russian speaking.
斯拉维克教会,
Burmese.
缅甸教会,
as well as English-speaking churches. It's a little bit of heaven to see folks from many different nationalities and languages all together praising Jesus. And it is our desire to see folks come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. No church can do it alone. We need one another. Chinese churches need to reach Chinese people. My church, Westminster Baptist Church, cannot reach Chinese people because we cannot speak to one another.
我们教会是, Westminster教会,
but when we work together, we can advance the kingdom of God. And it is my prayer that we might truly have a global vision of the mission that Jesus has given us to reach all the world for Jesus Christ.
这是我的期望,
you will not find associations in the Bible as we understand them today.
我们在圣经里头看不到这个,
but you will find the Apostle Paul networking together with many churches.
但是从圣经里头我们看到,
those churches would network together to support missions, to pray for one another.
这些教会合作一起, 传福音, 大家, 为大家一起祈祷。
And those nation, those churches would network together to support one another any way that they can.
各个教会互相支持, 尽可能大家的, 支持大家任何有需要的都互相支持。
So together we are on mission to transform the world through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们在一起将神的大使命传到世界各地。
You find examples of that in the book of Acts.
在这个, 使徒行传里头我们可以看到。
For instance, let me make note of a couple of verses of Scripture. For instance, we read about... Whoop, back up just a minute. Let me back up just a second here. There we go. Okay, so... okay, I'll let him take care of that. All right, so... we read of the church at Antioch in the book of Acts that set Paul and Barnabas apart to preach to the Gentiles.
我们看一下这个, 使徒行传里头, 安提阿传记这让使徒怎么传递到这个福音到不同地方和这个不信者。
We won't read that passage, but I think it is Acts 13 verses 1 through 3 is up here on the screen. And this is where Paul and Barnabas are set apart by the church at Antioch.
我们不读这个了，这上面PowerPoint 上已经有了。这个是《使徒行传》13章1到3节，保罗是怎么去做这个事情的。
And we also read about the church of Philippi in Philippians 4, 10 through 19.
我们也可以从这个《腓立比书》这里头读到4章10节到19节。
And there, though we won't read the text, we read about how Paul was thanking the church of Philippi for their support.
我们不需要读这个经节，但是我们可以知道保罗怎么感谢这个教会的支持。
In that passage, Paul says he has learned in whatever situation he is in to be content.
在这个经节里头，保罗说了他对这个教会的支持是如何的感谢。
He knows what it's been to be both poor and rich.
他知道他是怎么能相处，处富足，处贫困。
And he says it was kind of the Philippian church to support him.
他是。所以这个腓立比教会怎么支持他的？他非常感谢。
So we see churches working together to support mission activity.
所以我们看到各个教会大家互助支持保罗的这个传福音的使命。
Another example of churches working together, networking together, is in reference to the collection that was taken up for the poor in Jerusalem.
另一个例子是，给耶路撒冷圣徒的奉献。
In Acts chapter 11, 25 through 30, and again we will not read this passage, but it's summarized by some prophets coming to the church in Antioch.
使徒行传里头我们可以不读这个经节，但是我们可以看到，这个先知们。怎么能够做这个事情支持这个安提阿的教会。
And one of those prophets was named Agabus, and he predicted that there would be a severe famine.
其中一个先知是 Agabus, 他预测了这个饥荒会在罗马出现。
And the disciples in Antioch decided that they were going to help their brothers in Jerusalem by taking up a collection.
所以安提阿教会的会众就组织支持这个耶路撒冷教会。
We read about this collection in several different places in Paul's writings.
我们看到他们的支持从不同的好几个地方出来的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul speaks to the Corinthian church.And he's encouraging the Corinthian church to give in support to the Jerusalem poor.
从哥林多前书后书，保罗有讲，他是怎么支持，就说这个教会怎么支持他。
And he tells how the church in Macedonia has already given generously.
他也提到马其顿教会如何慷慨解囊。
And he tells about how the church pleaded with him.For the privilege of being able to give. They begged him for the privilege to be able to give.
Okay. 这个教会要求就是求他给怎么去支持这个教会，其他的教会。
And he said, our desire is to relieve their suffering.
他说他的保罗说他的这个心里的愿望就是要怎么解除他们这些受的困难。
We read this further a little later in chapter 8 in verses 13 through 15.
我们可以看到在哥林多后书八章十三到十五节。
And Paul tells the church how their plenty will supply for the needs of those in Jerusalem.
我们看到有，保罗说，实际上有很多你们是富裕的，可以补足他们的不足。
There's another passage that we read about this in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses
23 through 28.
And Paul is writing about his future plans to visit Spain and stop off in Rome to visit the Romans. But he says, first I must go back to Jerusalem to deliver the offering that the churches in Macedonia and Corinth have given to relieve the poor.
Macedonia.
So he said, before I go to Spain, I want to stop off in Rome, but before I do that, I've got to go back to Jerusalem to deliver the offering that has been given. And so what we see in this example is that local churches realized that they were a part of something much bigger than just what was happening in their own hometown. A recognition that we must work together and help one another as churches to advance the gospel of Jesus. So we see this cooperation between churches and the church in the days of Acts, and today we do that through associations of churches. My main message today has to do with 1 Corinthians chapter 12, a passage of scripture that has already been read in this service. My main scripture text today is 1 Corinthians 12, which has already been read in this service. And I want us to have an understanding of the body of Christ today. We read about the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 12.
我们在哥林多前书里头讲到这个基督的身体。And
1 Corinthians 12 talks about how the body is made up of many different parts or members.
这里头讲到，里面讲到，基督的身体是不同的部分组成的，或者是肢体组成的。Christ
is the head. We are the hands and the feet, the body of Christ here on earth.
基督是我们的头，我们是他的肢体，在这个世界上。And
I want us to have an understanding of how the body of Christ functions.
我想讲一下怎么去理解。
For instance, from 1 Corinthians 12, we learn that we are the body of Christ. The body of Christ is more than just an organization, it is a living body. Now, our bodies are organized. Our bodies are created in an amazing way by God that simply to think something, and then I can think the thought and move my little finger.
我们的机体是按照神的旨意 是奇妙的组成。你看看我刚才做的这个手指动作。
The church is an organization, but it is more, it is a living body.
教会的功能不只是光是一个有机的机体，而是一个生活的机体，身体。
And we are all a part of it.
我们是其中的一部分。
The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 2:9, and you can read that, 1 Peter 2:9.
彼得前书第一章第二章第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的选民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明的者的美德。
We all together are baptized into one body.
我们一起是被圣灵召洗礼成为一个身体。
We are a family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们是一个，我们在基督里是一个家庭，是弟兄姐妹。
With all of our diversity of language and nationality, we come together in Christ.
不管我们是什么样的族语，什么的种族，我们在基督里是一家人。
And every part of that body is needed and important.
身体的每一部分都是需要的。
Every part of the body has a function.
每一个部分都有它的功能。
No part of the body is unimportant.
没有一部分是不重要的。
Read verse 15 there. 1 Corinthians 12:15.
15, okay. 我们看哥林多前书第十二章十五节。我们一起读。设若脚说：“我不是手，所以不属乎身子。”他不能因此就不属乎身子。若说：“我不是眼，所以不属乎身子。”他也不能因此就不属乎身子。全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻呢？
Every part of the body has a function.
每一个身体的部分都是有它的功能的。
A hand is different than a foot and has a different function.
手跟脚不同，它有它的功能。
A nose is different from a foot. They have different functions.
鼻子跟脚又不同，但是它有它的功能。
Though sometimes people say, you know, we smell with our nose.
有时候人们说我用我的鼻子去闻东西。
And some people say feet smell.
有些人说我们脚臭。
But feet really do not smell, they stink.
但是脚不会闻，没有嗅觉，它只是发臭罢了。
Feet have a different function from the nose.
所以脚是有不同的功能，跟鼻子来讲的话是不同的。
Every part has a different function and is needed.
每一个部分，机体的每一个部分是有不同的功能，而且是需要的。
And I want you to know that you as an individual are a needed part of the body of Christ.
我想 让你知道，你也是基督身体的一部分，你有一个功能。
And your church is a needed part of the body of Christ.
你们的教会也是基督身体的一部分，而且是也是需要。
As you read 1 Corinthians 12, please understand that the same principles that apply to individuals apply to churches as well.
所以在我们读这哥林多前书这里的时候，就会我们也知道，这些肢体的部分都是需要的。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的一部分。
Every part of the body, whether it's an individual or a church, has a function.
不管是个人成员或者是地方的教会，都是有它的功能的。
Every part of the body, whether it's an individual or a church, is a necessary part of the body.
不管是个人或者是教会，都是非常都是需要的，在这个身体里头。
I want to address you as individuals for just a moment.
我想讲一讲。个人的情况。
Do not think that you are unimportant in the body of Christ.
不要认为你是一个人在这个基督身体中不重要。
So many people talk about the things they cannot do.
很多人就说都在讲有很多事情他们不能做。
I can't pray in public. I can't teach.
我不能在公众里头公共场合祷告。我不能教导。
I can't repair church buildings.
我不能修理教会的屋子。
I can't help with the finances because my own personal finances are a mess.
我不能帮助教会的这个财政方面，因为我自己的财政搞得一塌糊涂。
There are many people who have what I call an I can't syndrome.
很多人有这种，就是说什么都不能做的这种综合症。
And because they think, oh, I'm unimportant, I can't do anything. It's not important for me to show up on a Sunday morning at church.
所以我觉得我不重要，所以我也无所谓，星期天来不来教会。
Instead of having an I can't mentality, we need to have an I can mentality.
与其我们有这种什么都不能做的这种心态，我们应该有这个什么都能做的心态。
God has a purpose and a place and a plan for you.
神有他的美意，按照他的意思把你们每一个人放在他特别的地方。
All of us can add to the work of our churches and to God's kingdom.
每一个人都能够对做出努力贡献给这个神的。
All of us have unique abilities and talents and gifts that we can use to advance the gospel.
我们每一个人都有独特的这个能力和这个
There was a lady in the first church that I pastored. Her name was Judy Judy.
Okay. 我在我的前面一个教会里头有一个女士，名字叫 Judy Judy.
And Judy had a unique ability.
Judy 有一个独特的能力。
She was a drum majorette in college.
她在他在这个大学的时候，他是一个乐队的领队。
So she could throw a baton up in the air 20 or 30 feet high and catch it behind her back.
他能够把这个音乐的这个棍子扔到20高都可以。
She could twirl that around and not drop it like I would.
他能够在手上转动，我是肯定不行的。
And there were young girls in the community who wanted to learn how to do that.
在这个她这个女士 Judy 的这个社区里头，有些年轻的人都想学这个技巧。
So she would have them come over to her home a couple of afternoons a week and would teach the girls how to twirl a baton.
那 Judy 呢，就把这些年轻人招来，在每个星期一个下午。教他们怎么玩这个音乐的这个棍子。
And after they did that, she would have a Bible study with the girls.
在他教他们以后，他会让他们读圣经。
Very few people have a baton twirling ministry to teach people about Jesus, but she did.
Okay, 没有多少人能够玩这个音乐棍子玩得这么好，是 Judy 能够这样做。
All of us have some unique abilities that can be used for the kingdom of God.
所以我们每一个人都有独特的能力，能够增进神的这个国度。
I'm sure there are some folks in this room who are wonderful cooks.
我相信在我们之中有很多人肯定是一个很好的厨师。
I anticipate eating some of your food after this service. I understand we're going to have lunch.
我希望在这个敬拜以后，我能吃到你们做的美味。
But when a new person moves into your community, you could take some food over, welcome them to the community, and welcome them in the name of Jesus.
在新人进来你这个社区的时候，你们可以做一些这个食物欢迎他们。
All of us can do something for the kingdom of God to advance the kingdom. The people who always say, I can't, do not understand that they are needed in the church.
这些人老说我什么都不行的人，实际上他们不明白教会是需要他们的。
Because all of us can, in some way, serve Christ through the church. You are needed in the body of Christ.
换句话说，就是我们每一个人都有独特的能力，为了这个神的国度和神的福音，都能够做出贡献。Notice
verse 18 of our text. Can we show verse 18? Or perhaps you could just read it. God, in fact, has arranged the parts of the body. So, 1 Corinthians 12.
有吧？有出来吗？
1 Corinthians 12, 18.
Okay, 18.
That verse says, God has placed you in the body right where he wants you.
也就是说, 神将你放在
Some Christians will say things like, I don't need to be a part of the church.
有些基督徒说，我不需要成为教会的一部分。I
can worship in the woods on Sunday.
我能够在星期天在树林里头敬拜。I
can worship on the golf course.
我可以在高尔夫球场上敬拜。
I don't see a need to be a part of the organized church.
我不需要成为这个教会的有结构教会的一部分。Or
I don't want to be a part of the church because it's full of hypocrites.
我不需要教会，因为他们都是一群伪君子。You
have heard people say these things, yes?
我想你们能听到这些人说的这些吧。
These kind of attitudes reflect a misunderstanding of the body of Christ. Because God has placed us in the body. We are to be a part of the body of Christ, a functioning part of the body.
神把我们放在他的身体里头，实际上是每一个都有它的功能的。
God has placed you in a unique place in the body of Christ.
神把我们每一个人放在一个独特的耶稣基督身体的里面的一个位置。
God has placed you right next to your neighbors. You could reach your neighbors far easier than I can.
神有可能就是把你放在一个不信的邻居的旁边。
Some of you go to the grocery store every week. You see the same grocery store clerk in the checkout line, week after week.
上帝有可能把你放在一个，因为你每一周去买东西，你会碰到同一个售货员。
It's an opportunity for you to learn their name.
所以这个是你的机会去问他的名字。
An opportunity for you to say, if they look particularly sad one day, you look sad, could I pray for you?
同样也给你一个机会去问候他，他有什么问题，他有什么伤心的地方没有。
in simple ways to communicate you love them in Christ. Perhaps at Christmas time to say to them, Merry Christmas.
就是这是一个简单的方式去问候他们，或者是问候他们，圣诞节快乐。
Each of us has a unique place in the body. Every one of us is important. We all have a function.
所以说每一个人都是在一个独特的位置，而且都有独特的功能。
And God calls for us to be unified in the body.
神呼召我们要在这个机体里头团结统一。
Verse 25 in our text says there should be no division in the body.
在这个经节25节，神说我们的机体，我们不能够分立的，我们应该是合一的。Verse
26 tells us if one part suffers, every part of the body suffers.
第26节说，如果一个肢体受痛苦，另一个肢体，我们整个也会受痛苦。
And if one part is honored, every part rejoices.
如果一个肢体受得荣耀，另一个我们整个部分，每个部分都会一同快乐。
As the body of Christ, we need to encourage one another, strengthen one another when we are struggling.
作为我们一个我们肢体的部分，所以如果有其中的部分受到损坏或者是低落，我们都应该互相鼓励，互相支持。
And that applies to us as individuals in the body of Christ and as churches in the body of Christ.
这个原则不光应用在个人上，也应用在这个教会上。
So one of the things that I do as a director of mission is to help churches when they are struggling.
我作为一个宣教部门主任， 这是其中我的一个职责，在帮助有些教会是低落的教会。
When a church is without a pastor, I help them find a new pastor.
有时候有些教会没有牧师，我会帮助他们找到一个牧师。
If pastors are struggling, we help them find counseling.
如果有些牧师在比较
We try to get pastors together so that they can encourage one another, pray for one another, teach one another.
Yeah, 我们让这个牧师们在一起，使得他们互相帮助，建立团契。
We believe that when we strengthen pastors, we strengthen the churches in which they preach.
我们知道，我们如果能够将牧师们增强，那我们的教会也会增强。
We believe that we can help churches can help one another strengthen one another.
所以，教会互相之间能够加强增进。
So just last week, a new church was formed in Baltimore City.
上个星期，一个新教会在巴尔的摩城市里头建立。
And because you are a part of the Mid-Maryland Baptist Association, you are helping to get that church started.
因为你们这个教会也是在这个马里兰中部浸信协会的一部分，实际上你们也帮助了他们建立这个新的教会。
They had about 35 people at their very first service in Baltimore City.
他们第一次聚会有大概35个人。
I understand that in the early years of this church, Reverend Bill Crow, who was the director of missions, ministered to this church as well.
我明白你们当时在早期的时候，牧师那个Pastor Bill Crow也是帮助了我们这个教会。
There are many different ways that we try to help one another as churches.
所以我们有不同的方式互相教会之间帮助。
But most importantly, we pray for one another.
非常重要的是我们要为互相之间祷告。
We help to start new churches.
帮助他们建立新的教会。
And we want to help your church in various ways.
我想通过不同的方式帮助你们的教会。
For instance, one way we do that is through giving scholarships for mission trips.
比如说我们提供资助宣教基金帮助你们 okay.
If you go on an overseas mission trip, we can give you a scholarship of up to $500 to help with that.If it's your first mission trip ever.
First mission only.
Yes.
比如说你们是第一次去国外宣教，我们能够提供500块的这个资金帮助你们去宣教。
And you can go on our website and see other services that we provide to help churches and to help pastors.
从我们那个网上你们也可以看得到我们还有很多不同的方式帮助不同的各个教会。
But we believe that it is important for us to understand that we are part of something much bigger than just a local congregation.
所以我们应该明白我们是不只是一个地方的教会，实际上我们是一个更大的一个网络。
We are a part of the body of Christ that spans all nationalities, all languages, whatever political views people may have. We are part of the body of Christ to advance the gospel of Jesus.
我们是基督身体的一部分，而且是在很大的这个网络，不管是什么样的文化，什么样的语言。
And we believe we can do far more together than we can separately. So as I conclude the message today, there's just a couple of takeaway points that I want to share with you. First of all, I want to thank you.
第一的我是要感谢你们。
I want to thank you because you are participating with other churches to advance the gospel.
因为你们参与了帮助其他教会来一起传福音。
And through the Southern Baptist Convention, through the Baptist Convention of Maryland, and through our association, you're helping to support missionaries around the world.
通过美兰浸信会的这个convention， 然后通过其他的 convention， 我们能够帮助使得这个增进这个基督的福音的传递。
You are helping to provide seminary education for new pastors。
你也帮助这个seminar。神学对神学的教育方面的参与。
You are providing for new churches to be started.
你们也帮助了这些新的教会的建立。
And you are allowing me to serve as kind of a pastor to pastors in our association.
你们也能够让我作为牧师中的牧师一样的来帮助牧师。
So I thank you for your desire to be a part of the larger body of Christ. It's not just the local church, but many churches around the world.
我感谢你们有这个期望成为这个更大的这个团队的或者是网络的一部分。
I also want to encourage each one of you as a member of the body of Christ.You have a function, and that function is to share Jesus Christ with your friends, your neighbors, your relatives.
我也想鼓励你们，你们每一个人都有独特的功能。这个独特的功能就是要 分享神的福音给你们的社区，给你们的邻居。
You as individuals and members of this church have a mission to share Jesus Christ with the world.
你们的使命作为一个教会，就应该是把耶稣基督的大使命传递出去。
And I just want to encourage you, do not leave it up to your other brothers and sisters in Christ to do that. That is the mission for each and every one of us, as well as for the church as a whole.
作为每一个会员，我们不应该就是让这些做这些事情让别的会员去做，应该是说每一个会员都应该去做这个事情。
And I just want to encourage you again, we can do far more together than we can do apart.
我再次鼓励你们，我们能做的更多，作为一起合作，做的更多，比我们各个人或者各个教会做的更多。
And we can't do a single thing until we put our trust and our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
我们，能做任何事情，只要我们把我们的信心放在神那里。
Because it is His Holy Spirit that will empower us and encourage us and strengthen us.
神的圣灵能够帮助我们，能够激励我们做任何事情。
So let us trust in the Lord and work together for His glory.
让我们信靠神，让他的荣耀传出去。
We are the body of Christ, and I praise God that Jesus has brought us all together.
我们是耶稣基督的基督一部分，是神把我们放在一起。
And let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father and our God, we thank you for all of your many blessings.
我们的天父，我们的神，我们感谢你给我们任何很多的。
We thank you for the privilege of gathering together today for worship. We thank you, Father, that nationality and language does not divide us. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
We thank you, Father, that nationality and language does not divide us. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you, Father, that
We pray that each of us might be committed to the Great Commission of Jesus.
We pray that each of us might be committed to the Great Commission of Jesus.
That we might go into the world and make disciples of all nations.
That we might go into the world and make disciples of all nations.
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你。
And we give you praise for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们祷告，我们赞美你。我们这样祷告，不配。
And it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
我们祷告，不配，侍奉救主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. May God bless you all today. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you today.
望神祝福我们，谢谢你们给我这个机会在这里。
And thank you, Ken, for interpreting.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, sir.